Um.
Hey everybody, welcome to this version of America Tonight. How you doing in all those nooks and crannies across this divided country? Oh my. Oh! There's been a lot of sulking going on for the past week. A lot of disappointment out there. And a lot of people who are celebrating. I mean, it's pretty much 50-50. That's the way we roll here in the United States these days. A lot of serious things that have to be addressed in the next year and at the tail end of this year. Things that will affect every single one of us. And no matter where you fall in the ideology category, whether you're right of right or left of left, or you're in between, you're looking for something different, you're questioning, you're exploring and wishing that you had somebody that represented your view a little bit more, without a doubt, we still live in the greatest country in the world, and we have to be vigilant in protecting what we consider to be the greatness of the freedoms that we have here. So the way to do that is to still be very involved in what's happening in your local area and not to have too many sour grapes, and to be involved in what's happening in your state level and what's happening nationally, too, because that's where the power comes from. It really still is power to the people. And the more people realize that, we the people in the Declaration of Independence, powerful words that still hold up. But when too many people are so disenfranchised and they don't get involved, then that's how things start to slide. 25 calls and a congressman or a senator reacts to whatever it is that you think is wrong that's happening, whether nationally or locally for you, and something that you think should be addressed. Then their ears start to perk up and they pay attention because they know that it's a process called chainmail or telephone tag, and the more people that get involved, the more chances they'll lose in a re-election. But whew, thank goodness we're done. It's been a week. We are through the election process and moving on to the things like the nonsense in D.C. over the General Petraeus two-step, I guess, with this girl who was the biographer, and you just can't get away from stories about what happened with Petraeus, and did he release secrets? Did he betray us? And ultimately, he's going to testify now before Congress, not as the CIA director, because last week he resigned. Instead, he's going to be behind closed doors answering questions about the terrorist attack on the consulate in Libya, because thanks to his mistress, Paula Broadwell, she was out talking to her alma mater, to a huge group of people, the University of Denver, and said that there was more to that Benghazi situation, that there were Libyan militants that were in the annex part of the consulate in Benghazi, and therefore that was partially what happened on September 11th, on the 11th anniversary. And of course, that hadn't really been out there. Was that secret information that she got from Pillow Talk? There's all kinds of craziness happening. The FBI shaking up her desk and her documents and her computers, and after a four-hour search of her North Carolina house, moving on and saying that there is some classified information on her computer. What is the classified information? You know, who knows what that is? Petraeus is willing to come before the committee. The details are being worked out. Feinstein, Senator Feinstein, who's the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, helped broker this whole thing, said she's glad that he's willing to talk to them. No date for the testimony, though, has been set. Here's what Eric Cantor had to say about the latest on the Petraeus situation.
We are going to be about a results-oriented majority, about solutions, just as we've been in the past. And we want solutions that will get people back to work. The information that was sent to me sounded as if there was a potential for a national security vulnerability. I had no way of corroborating the story that I was told. The best thing to do at the time was not to politicize it, but to put national security first. And that is why I turned to the Director Miller's office to ask them to do their job.
All right, because the questions are about what did people know and when did they know it. You know, there he also talked about what the focus was going to be for this upcoming, the lame duck session, and then moving forward into to next year. And, of course, that was all about jobs. But the job that General Petraeus did is the focus of what the FBI inquiry was. And it raises a bigger question even about what I started to talk about in the beginning of the show, that no matter where you fall politically, I hope that you want to see things continue in the manner or get better of what we've been able to do in the past and the reason why the United States was formed. So the shakeup of Petraeus, which is interesting, is because did the FBI overstep their bounds in the first place to blow this whole thing wide open in their surveillance of the email? This is the director of the CIA, and this all gets wrapped up into that whole Patriot Act thing and what they can do and what they can't do. And to get a warrant, they'd have to have some suspicion of criminal activity. And what was the criminal activity there? Fooling around with the biographer? Really what this has to do with, and always the downfall, guys, something to remember, go back and watch Fatal Attraction with Michael Douglas. There is no fury worse than a crazy pretty woman that you're fooling around with who, I don't know, maybe doesn't want to stop and like the situation that she was in. But Paula...
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
Exactly. And that's what happened there. The mama got woke up when she saw another super attractive woman involved in Petraeus's life, because she was the woman who was throwing parties in Tampa at CENTCOM. And then she started to send her nutty emails about backing off of Petraeus. In the meantime, the wife, who is very grandmotherly looking, is in the background and has absolutely no idea this is going on. And the FBI gets involved, and then it gets scary from there. And what happens with Petraeus? What happens with Paula Broadwell? And was there anything going on more than meets the eye in the situation of Benghazi and Libya? The ambassador and the three people, the two Navy SEALs, the family of the two Navy SEALs and the other deserve answers, because, you know, imagine that phone call. Yes, they know that they're in dangerous situations, but did they have to be in this situation? Did somebody really fall down on the job to allow that to happen? We have nothing but questions and no real answers here. And that's the other part of the Petraeus situation, because as the director of the CIA and now not the director of the CIA, he's got to address that. And apparently he's going to do that, which is smart on his part. I don't think he has anything to lose. If he doesn't cooperate, it probably gets worse, because what is this whole classified thing that was on her computer? Moving forward, coming up next, nail the score. Yep, it's not about nailing the politicians. It's about nailing the score. Oh, what will the game of the week be this time around? Keep this number handy, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is time to nail the score. Wake up, sleepyheads. Stop pouting. I know you're upset, but this will be fun. No pressure. You just have to pick a team and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. But first, Matt Johnson has to let the computer fly and pick that game for us. Wow. I thought for sure it'd be like a Jets game or something. No, the game is Chicago and San Francisco. It's the Monday night game at Candlestick Park. How about that? So the Monday night game where San Francisco is hosting the 7-2 Bears. They're 6-2. There's some interesting things because in this game because of the injuries. So what happens? Are we seeing two unfamiliar quarterbacks, not the starters, not Smith, not Cutler? This makes that game kind of different when you look at the board and throw out some of what you would normally say. This is a tough one for me. This is a tough one for me for a couple of different reasons, I think, in my head. I've watched both the Bears and the 49ers, but with Alex Smith and Jay Cutler, you know, not part of it. I mean, are they going to be out? You know, you got two of the probably best defenses in the league. Man, I'm going to say, Cutler took what a hit he took too. That helmet to helmet hit. Ooh, I was watching that last week. All right, I'm going to say the final score in this game is, because San Francisco's hosting, I'm going to give it to San Francisco, and I'm going to say the score is going to be 21 to 14, based on the defenses. That's why I'm going in that direction. But I think this is a tough one to pick. Really, all the statistics, except for the defense and whatnot. I think Frank Gore, he's had some pretty good success in the past against the running room against the Bears. So I think that success continues. But, you know, the quarterback situation, that does kind of funk things up. in handicapping it. It's different, obviously, if you have your backup guys. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're talking about the game this week, the nail-the-score game. Can you believe it? We're already into week 11. Is it really week 11? Oh, not that many weeks left. We only have, 17 weeks in football. So if you've wanted to play nail-the-score, and some of you have written me that kind of a note, get up, pick up the phone, and call, or shoot me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. All right, Matt, before we go to Pete, Dan, Walt, and Rick, you get a crack at it. So, and by the way, if somebody wants my guess, since I'm not eligible to win, you can take it, and you can take Matt's lame guess, too. Matt, what do you think?
I'm usually closer than you are. Just,
whatever.
Just for the record. I'm going to go. I have similar feelings to you in this game. I'm going to go with San Fran 24 and Chicago 16. These are great defenses, but my feeling is San Fran, they're playing at home. They got Colin Kaepernick coming in and play quarterback, and they already have a game manager, Alex Smith. They don't rely on the quarterback too much. So I don't think their offense changed that much, and he runs the ball really well, so maybe that adds a little dynamic the Bears have to watch. On the Bears' side of the ball, you take out Jay Cutler, you put in Jason Campbell, who actually did have a really good season before he got hurt, and the Raiders made a trade for Carson Palmer, which took away his job. He was having a pretty decent year, but he's not a dynamic QB, and they rely a lot on passing the ball, even to the running back Forte. So I think that's going to hurt him a little bit. Plus, they're playing on the road. They're going out to the West Coast. Different time change. Monday night game. I'm going San Fran, 24-16.
Woohoo, San Fran. Yeah, the Monday night thing is always big. Every player says that they get up for Monday night game, and especially if it's in your house, you're hosting it. So give them a little edge there. I give him a little edge, and I like Gore. I think Gore will find some ways to get through, and he'll be responsible for at least one touchdown. So let's see what our boys waiting in the wings have to say. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. How about Walt in Connecticut? Wow, Walt's been hanging on for a while. I hope that he wants to make a guess here. Walt, I think you're kind of a carryover guy. Do you want to make a guess on Nail the Score?
I'm not that good at it, so
you can do it. Will you want to take my score?
All right, I'll take your score.
Ah, there you go. Take my score. Now you're going to win because I'm giving you the luck of the Irish, so you may win this thing. And you know, you get all the swag if you do. So there you go. You got mine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Walt, you got to call back in again. I think he had some other statement he wanted. And he might have been bruised and battered after the election, too. Let's see what is cooking with Pete in Texas. Hey, Peter.
Good evening, Katie. How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Yeah, wonderful.
I like that you had to think about that for a second. You had to check yourself.
Yeah. That hurt to say that. Oh, I'm thinking Monday Night Football. Urlacher, he's been showing off again. I think he's going to be the defensive man. I'm going to go Chicago 23, San Fran 17.
Ooh, okay. So San Fran 23-17, Monday Night Football. You can't beat it. If you're feeling blue, Pete, the place to go is sit on your couch, kick back, and watch Monday Night Football. My favorite, though, now is Sunday, but I'll watch Sunday and Monday night for sure. That's two of the best times for me. Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. My guess is 27-17, Frisco on top.
San Francisco. You know what? When you think of San Francisco, who do you think of? I can't help it, and when you're in Texas, you think of the catch and the big games against the Cowboys, even if you're not
Montana
a Cowboy fan.
Rice.
Yeah.
Montana to Rice.
Yeah, that's what I think of. Yeah.
Okay. Not to change the subject, but Rodwell, the biographer for Petraeus.
Yeah.
Do you think she took dictation?
I knew we would get a joke out of you. Somehow it would come out of you. We squeezed it out. Although that was pretty good. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Or send us an email, americatonight.net. Rick in Illinois. Rickles, are you going with the Bears?
I'm going with Malum Palin and Malum Paula now.
You just won't get off that. It is my quest to have you meet Sarah Palin. I'm going to have, I swear.
Paula.
I don't have any good connection to Paula, but we'll see. But yeah. What do you think happens? What do you like? San Francisco? Come on.
No. I'm going to winner.
That's a winner.
Chicago, Bears, and Obama win.
And what's the score?
20-13.
I love the way you throw in the Obama comment after the election last week. So, yeah. 2013, the Bears. I'll tell you, the coldest place I ever saw a game ever in my whole life, and I went through some cold temperatures on the field in Philadelphia, and I did at the Patriots Stadium, at Gillette Stadium, and also I think the worst was Soldier Field, though. Oh, I could not, I'm telling you, I could not feel my feet. I thought, this is great.
Night of all NFL fight songs.
Fight songs from the NFL from the 30s. When did they record this? They sound like old-fashioned voices.
I know the Vikings have stole Vikings. I don't know if the Eagles got something.
Oh, yeah. We got an Eagles song. We're going to find the fight song as many as we can. Nail the score. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With auburn hair and stormy eyes.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So let me give out the digits. Don't hesitate. Don't wait till the last second and then you can't get in. You only have till the top of the hour. So 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or shoot me an email. Also has to be in by the top of the hour. Send that to americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, give me your score. The game of the week is at Candlestick on Monday night. San Francisco hosting the Chicago Bears. It's interesting, we were talking about fight songs. Matt rolled the fight song for for Chicago in honor of Rick in Illinois. And I was thinking about the Eagles. They have a, because I'm a lifelong Eagles fan, they have a great mascot. Swoop is the mascot's name, although he should be renamed Swept because the Eagles are so crappy this year. Thank goodness our supercomputer didn't pick Philadelphia at their lame 3-6, taking on Washington. Another toast season for them. And we also were talking about the Minnesota Vikings because our mothership is located in Minnesota. And I'll tell you what, they have kind of a clever fight song, if you will, but it's clever, but it's kind of cheesy. I think that we have it, actually, to let you hear it. Do we have that fight song for Minnesota?
Which one do you want now?
The fight song for Minnesota.
Oh, okay. Hold on a second.
Yeah, we got to let people hear that. Because, of course, it's going to have a Vikings twist in it, right? Think about it.
Go Vikings, let's win this game. Go Vikings, honor your name. Go get that first down, let's get a touchdown. Rock 'em, suck 'em, fight, 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 fight. Go Vikings, run up the score. You'll hear us yell for more.
You know what? They lined up every Swede they could find in the 60s so they could sound like they were sort of Swedish-American. Oh, did you hear that? They sounded like Swedes, I think, because the Swedish population there is ginormous. And I love the recordings. The recordings are, I got to tell you, they're hilarious. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Minnesota's off this week, so they're not even playing. Dr. E in Kentucky. Man, this guy's claim to fame, folks, is that he has a car, I swear, that has a gazillion miles on it. Dr. E, how many miles on that jalopy?
382,000.
We have got to get you into the book of world records for Guinness. We'll find out if we can make that happen. We'll get you into some record book, whatever it is, whether it's the beer book or the other one. We'll get you in.
Either one's going to stay.
There you go. What do you think's going to happen in this game, Chicago or San Fran?
I'm going to go with Chicago, okay?
Okay. What's 21 your
to 10.
21 to 10 Chicago. You are locked and you are locked and loaded, and I can't wait till you hit, by the way, 400,000 miles.
I'll give you a call, babe.
I want you to call me for sure. We will make it happen. We will have the balloons flowing. Our virtual balloons will fall down for Dr. E, because that is some incredible feat to have a car that's working that has that many miles on it. I started to think about this when we would tease him a couple of years ago about that. I don't even know car-wise which car I've ever had them trying to think that had the most miles on it. I don't think I'm going to say the most miles I ever had on a car, maybe over 100,000, something over 100,000. But I have had friends like Dr. E. Not quite as much as him, but that have driven cars until literally the wheels were going to come flying off of them. And they didn't have to do some repairs, but it wasn't too bad. Here's the thing. If you know cars and you can take them apart, well, then it's much easier to have a car that's older and really has racked up a lot of mileage on it, because you know how to handle it and you know how to not get talked into getting a new car, too, by the way. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You know, there's some controversy going on in New York over, actually, there's a few controversies when it comes to sports, to football. One of them is what's going on with the New York Jets. The Jets are 3-6. They are going to St. Louis this weekend. They're going to be at the Dome in St. Louis. St. Louis is 3-5. Mark Sanchez is having a lousy season. But the Jets in general, the mistakes, the turnovers, you know, a lot of things have hurt this team. And you've got your backup quarterback as Tim Tebow. And remember, this time last year, people were talking about Tim Tebow, how exciting it was, and what was going on with Denver, and, you know, the pose that he would make at the end of the end zone or outside of the end zone or on the sideline. And a lot of people were Tebowing. That became a verb, and he got wildly popular and even went to go and speak to church groups. And certainly people know the name Tebow, but how is he getting along with his teammates in New York? There was controversy here because a newspaper ran a story that had anonymous comments from teammates where they ripped him. And Rex Ryan immediately came to the support of Tebow, saying pretty much that it was cowardly and ridiculous. In fact, here's Ryan himself.
If a player doesn't, or anybody doesn't, put their name to something, an anonymous source, I'm not going to comment on specific things that are said in an article that doesn't have a name to it. Did I address it? I absolutely addressed it, because I think it's a cowardly thing. If you're not going to put your name to it, I think that's That's about as cowardly of a thing as there is.
I didn't even read it, but definitely heard about it. You know, for me, I just try to be the best team man I can. Work as hard as I can to get better, improve every single day. Give my heart and soul every time I step on that field. I appreciate all the guys in this locker room, and I think it's just an ongoing process of trying to build relationships and continue to work hard and grow together as a team.
Yeah, and that was Tebow there at the end, and he said, I think there was some frustration and sadness, and you don't like to hear criticism, but it's something that I've always used as motivation. You try to get stronger from it, and the problem is there's so many distractions, and this is another distraction, and it ends up, when you have that, you've got a fractured locker room, and that's never good. That's not going to turn the situation around for the Jets, and I think Ryan is right when he says it's cowardly to make comments about that he's terrible and it's frustrating to watch him and all these other things when you don't put your name to it. It's weak. That's the problem I have with comments on websites and stuff where people don't put their names to it. They just are, they're just synonymous. So they say crazy things, cockamamie things that have nothing to do with whatever the stories are. It's easy to do that. And certainly saying a player had to talked about Tebow as being weak and not a great player. And, they've been dealing with the whole Tebow thing since March when they picked him up in a trade with the Broncos, because one of the things that I think Ryan said, and maybe he accidentally set him up for this, when he kept getting gigged about what he was going to be like, he called him a dynamic weapon, saying he was going to be key on the offense and the Wildcat. And so far he's appeared in 62 plays on offense and hasn't made any kind of an impact. But it's how he's being used. And was he being used partially as a publicity stunt? Probably. He probably is a little bit of a publicity stunt, at least coming to the team anyway. And will he, what has he done in the eyes of the coach? Well, the eyes of the coach, they say, or Rex Ryan says anyway, he's improved the punting unit because it forced opponents to leave people in single coverage. But, he was also partly responsible for a blocked punt. So I think that the Jets have had problems before Tebow, and the frustration now is really, really just bubbling over. And there is no, this is the backup. This is their guy. This is what they decided to do. So any Jets player who says Tebow's terrible, the whole team is terrible, is what I would say. They're all terrible. We got a couple of people that have sent in some guesses email-wise, and we'll make sure we get to them. Let me give out the numbers, too, because you can call in with a guess for Nail the Score. If you just tuned in, we're taking a break from politics here to do our weekly Nail the Score segment. If you correctly nail the score, you have bragging rights and you win the swag. The number is 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The game of the week is this game. It's San Francisco and Chicago. San Francisco is hosting the Bears. It's the Monday night game. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like circling lottery numbers. Which team wins, San Francisco or Chicago, and what you think the final score is going to be. I picked San Francisco 21-14, and then I gave my guess to Walt in Connecticut. What say you, America?
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered ion and RNA drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Song, but the Eagles are not involved in the Nail the Score game this time around anyway. I don't even know if we've had the Eagles, maybe one game, but the Eagles...
We did Dallas Eagles.
Last week. Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. I stand corrected. That was the first one. When I first started to do Nail the Score, it seemed like we did the Eagles a lot. I used to get accused of rigging the game.
I wonder why that is.
I did not rig the game. The Eagles are crappy. They're 3-6. So are Washington. So thank goodness that game wasn't the game that was chosen. Instead, it's the Monday night game. Chicago taking on San Francisco. A lot of people have emailed us. If you want to get in on the action, send us an email at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Click on contact and just tell me who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. Like Ann has sent me a guess, and Ann says, I'm not sure, I don't really follow football anymore, I used to, but I'm going to take the 49ers, and I say that they beat the Bears 17 to 14. Okay, so you've got that one, nobody has 17 to 14. And then we've got one here from the island, that's kind of a cool nickname, if it's a nickname. The island says, ooh, getting mighty cold in Vermont. San Francisco, Chicago. Chicago could surprise that crowd. I'm going to go with the Bears. I think the final score will be, in the end, 27-14. 27-14. All right, so no one has 27-14. Now the Island has it. The Island. No man is an island except for the Island, who just sent that in to us and has that as a nickname. That's a good nickname. All right, I'll announce some more of the things that are coming up here on our email, if you will. We always end up getting a lot of email just in general. Even for Nail the Score now, we're starting to get more email than we ever have before. So if you don't call in, you can definitely email the show, but you can't email us after the fact because it wouldn't be fair to anybody else who nodded off, couldn't get in, and then you end up winning the thing. So send us the email now before it's too late, or call us at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, 5283. The winner the first time around was Dave in Vermont. And Dave in Vermont weighs in through the email, and he says the Bears win it. So he's going with Chicago. Says the Bears win it 27-21. 27, and no one has it. 27-21. Can you imagine if he hits this twice? If he hits it twice, then we would have to, he'd have to be on the sidelines for the rest of the season, for what's left with the rest of the season anyway. Here's another one from Jeremy Stover. Jeremy says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I was going to call in, but I'm working. Here's a quick guess. Go with the Bears for me. Bears win this thing 38-24. You might be surprised the defense struggles. Ooh, it would be a surprise because the defense on both sides of the ball, that's really what's helped both of these teams. It's been a big part of the story. But, you know, there's always that letdown game, or there's always the game that doesn't follow what the script is or what it's been throughout the season. Anything's possible, and that's the thing with the NFL. Any given Sunday, anything can happen, and predicting, and the business of predicting, is pretty tough. It's like when you see the Fox show and you see Howie and you see the rest of the crew up there, even Kurt Menefee kind of gigging all of them, Jimmy Johnson, and what their score guesses are, Michael Strahan, what they think is gonna happen in the game, and they keep tabs on that. I mean, that's a big thing on all these shows now, all the pregame shows, is just predicting who you think's gonna win. If the people in Vegas have made a fortune on it, there's a lot of people that do that for a living. We've had some of them on the show, where they have talked about, like R.J. Bell, have talked about the odds, and Steve Budin comes on with us, too, and tells us what he thinks is going to happen. So let me throw out the numbers. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Jerry in Montreal says the Bears will win this. Wow, all of a sudden we're getting a lot of Bears people. The Bears will win this 27-24. And this is the Monday night game. So if it's the Monday night game, it could be pretty interesting if it's that close. If we're talking about a field goal difference, then that means it might come down to the wire and somebody wins it on a field goal, or somebody holds off the threat at the tail end of the game. Those are the kind of games I like to watch. My husband's different. When he watches football with me, especially if he's a Cowboy fan, if he watches the Cowboys, he just wants to see them smash them. He doesn't care. He doesn't want to see any close game. He doesn't care if it comes down to the wire. And, of course, that's happened now with the Cowboys. He'd rather just see them, you know, hand them their head. That's it. He wants to see them demolish whoever it is that they're playing, I guess because no lead seems to be safe with the Cowboys or half of these teams. You know, it's like that old cliche that almost every coach, at least once in their life, and probably way more times than that, they say when they're asked, within the so many questions, they say, oh, it's 60 minutes. You know, it's not just the first half, it's the second half too, and it's true. Now more than ever, that's the kind of football that we're seeing. Keith in Iowa, you have the floor. Hey, Keith, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. What do you think is going to happen here, San Francisco or the Bears?
Oh, I think the Bears could win it, maybe. I'm not sure. I was wondering if I can take Matt's guess on the score.
You can. Matt's guess was 24-16, but it was San Francisco. But you can take it. So now you have San Francisco, Keith.
Thank you very much.
You better root for San Francisco now.
Oh, that's what I'm going to do.
And if you don't watch the game, all you have to do is look in the paper the next day or on the internet, and the score will be there. Thanks, Keith. So somebody adopted Matt's score and somebody adopted mine.
That's a smart move.
Yeah, Walt and Ken.
Although I haven't won in six, how many years have we been doing this now?
forever. How long have we been working together? 100 years?
A lifetime.
Longer than my marriage.
A lifetime?
So it's a lifetime.
When's the prison sentence over? I can't remember. I'm going to have to go back to the judge and see what I can do about this.
You work with the best people in the business. I mean, could you work with Jason Lewis, Mr. Nice
yep.
Guy.
Mr. Right.
Mr. Right. And you work with Mrs. Wrong.
I work with you. And then also Bob Long.
So he's nice.
The trifecta of my radio hosts that I work with.
Trifecta. Don't mess with my hosts. So both of our scores were adopted. I like that. We haven't had that happen before. 855-266-KATE. There's not any time.
You got to let them fly sometimes. Let them spread their wings. I don't know what the saying is.
Let them spread their wings?
Yeah.
Okay, if you say so. Wonder what Jason Lewis would say for the score for this game. Wonder what Bob Long would say. I don't know that either one of them are big sports guys. Jason maybe a little bit.
Bob actually got a start out in sports, but he's gotten into the cars thing and just had a kid, so he doesn't have time for the sports anymore. But Jason does watch. He's a big golf guy, watches football every once in a while. I'm more into baseball, though.
Yeah, baseball.
Huge golf guy, though.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to talk golf with him sometime.
You might
might have to do that, yeah.
You might have to get him on the show.
To talk golf. It's perfect with Mr. Wright. I love it. So good luck to everybody who called us or sent me emails about nailing the score. If you just sent me one, it'll count. I'll check it right now. And make sure you watch that game. It's the Monday night game.
It was a great on-air production meeting, by the way. Really, really enjoyed that one.
It really was fun to do that. So check the score, everybody. That's my best advice, just like the lottery numbers. Who knows? You could be our next winner.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit ioncleanse.com. That's ioncleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. ioncleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.